Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update. 8,000 firefighters are battling two major wildfires in California. Right now, more than 224,000 people are being impacted by those fires. In all, more than 209,000 acres have been scorched, a little more than the entire city of San Diego. The Camp Fire in Butte County is now the deadliest wildfire in California history. 29 people are confirmed dead, and today's strong winds could make flames worse. So far, 113,000 acres of burn. That's about the size of the city of San Jose. That fire is only 25% contained. More than 6,400 homes have been reduced to rubble. And the most immediate concern right now, searching for more than 220 people who are still missing. Evacuation centers for victims are nearing capacity, but volunteer groups from all over are coming together to help where they can. One nurse fled the fire with three patients in his car, two of them critically ill.
We have not just an obligation to our patients, but we have an obligation to humanity. I mean, we have to do our jobs regardless of the adverse conditions.
Another rescue out of Paradise. This horse was found safe in a swimming pool. The man who found her in the evacuated neighborhood said that horse got tangled up actually in the pool cover, which prevented her from drowning. After guiding her out of the pool, authorities escorted her to safety. Meanwhile, first responders assigned to the Camp Fire got a surprise treat yesterday. Celebrity chef Guy Fieri stopped by and made pulled pork dinners for the emergency workers. The Butte County Sheriff thanked Fieri. And earlier this year, Guy Fieri made meals for evacuees of the Car Fire in Redding. Meanwhile, crews are investigating PG&E's electrical infrastructure today. They are looking into whether the utility company's power lines may have sparked the fire, but still not clear if PG&E is responsible. Taking a live look right now from our Mount Vaca cam. You barely see anything past those towers there because of all the haze. Smoke from the massive campfire is expected to linger here in the Bay Area. And you can see just how much smoke is spread across the area. From the image here we have from NASA, the air quality district recommends staying inside as much as possible while the smoke remains at unhealthy levels. And a spare the air alert has been extended now through Friday. Meanwhile, in Southern California, another fast-moving brush fire called the Peak Fire threatened the 118 freeway earlier. Fire crews quickly contained those flames in the Simi Valley area. Officials say just over 100 acres were scorched. Right now, crews just mopping up the hot spots. Moments ago, Ventura County Fire tweeted this photo, thanking San Francisco Fire Department's help in putting out the flames in that area. In Ventura County, that destructive Woolsey Fire does continue to burn. You see from the drone video some of the 177 homes that have been wiped out. 91,000 acres have burned. That fire is only 20% contained, and 170,000 residents in the area remain evacuated. This video from the Malibu resident who got out just in the nick of time. Flames were burning around him. The embers were hitting his windshield. And some celebrities have also been forced to leave their home. Singer Lady Gaga posted this video, shows the massive plume of smoke over her home in Malibu. She took to Twitter to thank firefighters, police, and the other first responders. Actor Gerard Butler returned to his home to find half of it gone. Here's the selfie the star snapped of his garage, or what's left of it there, and what looks like to be a burned out pickup truck. Singer Miley Cyrus's home was also damaged in the fire. She tweeted in part, "My house no longer stands, but the memory shared with family and friends stands strong. I am grateful for all I have left." There are several ways you can help the fire victims. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a monetary donation. Donate to the United Way Relief Fund. You can text Butte Fire to 91999. And the Salvation Army has its own hotline number, 1-800-SAL-ARMY. Finally, Airbnb is asking users to list any properties that they have available for evacuees. Some sad news for the comic book world. Stan Lee, the man who brought us Spider-Man, the Hulk, and many others, has died. An attorney for his daughter says that Lee died in a Los Angeles hospital this morning after being taken by ambulance from his home. The exact cause of death isn't known, but he was 95 years old. He's survived by his daughter, JC. Celebrities took to social media to honor Stan Lee. Hayward-born actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson posted this photo of himself and Lee with the caption, "We lost a good one. What a man and what a life." Big Bang Theory actress Kaley Cuoco posted this photo with the caption, "I adored his visits, hugs, and fantastic stories. He was an epic superhero, and I will never forget him." Lee made cameo appearances on the CBS primetime hit as himself. Actor Hugh Jackman, who played X-Men character Wolverine for more than a decade, paid tribute to the character's creator with this post, saying, "We've lost a creative genius. Stan Lee was a pioneering force in the superhero universe." Stocks taking a big tumble today. The Dow Jones closed down more than 600 points. Technology stocks took some of the biggest losses. Apple slumping 5%, Amazon dropping 4.4%. The market was coming off a two-week winning streak. iPhone 10 customers, Apple announced there may be an issue with the phone's touch feature, meaning the device doesn't respond to touch or responds intermittently. Apple says it's due to a component failure. iPhone 10 owners with the issue can go to an Apple store or Apple authorized service provider to fix that problem. On this Veterans Day, some of the nation's largest companies honoring service members by offering them a job. At Tesla, there's a program to recruit and train veterans. About 800 of Tesla's 10,000 factory workers have served in the military.
They've worked under stressful conditions. They're used to high operational tempo. That's what we have here at Tesla. And so it just seems like a natural fit.
Starbucks is also committed to hiring 25,000 veterans by the year 2025. And Walmart announced today it will give hiring preference to military spouses. We'll be back with another update top of the hour. Watch or listen on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team 841 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.